One of the first things I did after arriving at the State Department was to appoint a special representative to Muslim communities around the world and to step up our engagement in the most crucial media spaces. We put our people, especially Arabic, Urdu, Dari speakers, on key channels like Al Jazeera and others to explain U.S. policies and counter at least some of the widespread misinformation out there. There was this idea that it would be a waste of our time to go on, you know, channels and go on to websites to, you know, refute and rebut what was being said. Look, we're in a fight, and I'm not going to let people say things about us that are not true. You know, if they want to say things about us that are true, we'll explain that. But to make up stuff, to be accusing us of things that are totally outlandish and outrageous was just unacceptable. This is the only way we will get into the conversation where it matters most, and we have to show up. I sometimes get asked by members of Congress, I saw an American diplomat on X, Y, or Z. Why? It's because that's where people are. That's where we need to be. I make no apologies for that. It is with this in mind that we developed and launched the new Center for Strategic Counterterrorism Communications, which is tightly focused on undermining the terrorist propaganda and dissuading potential recruits. The center is housed at the State Department, but is a true whole-of-government endeavor and has a mandate from the president. And as part of this effort, a group of tech-savvy specialists, fluent in Urdu and Arabic, that we call the Digital Outreach Team, are contesting online space, media websites and forums, where extremists have long spread propaganda and recruited followers. With timely posts, often of independent news reports, this team is working to expose Al-Qaeda's and extremist contradictions and abuses, including its continuing brutal attacks on Muslim civilians. This effort is still small, but it is now growing. Take, for example, a short video clip that the team put together earlier this year. First, we hear a recording of Al-Qaeda's new leader, Zawahiri, claiming that peaceful action will never bring about change in the Middle East. Then we see footage of protests and celebrations in Egypt. The team posted this video on popular websites and stirred up a flurry of responses, like, Zawahiri has no business with Egypt, we will solve our problems ourselves, wrote one commentator on the website Egypt Forum. Another on Facebook said, those are people no one listens to anymore. Now, we won't change every mind with these tactics, but we know from extremists in our own country that they are recruited by and influenced by websites. So we're going to do everything we can to be in that fight for their minds and their hearts.